Yes, Texans Late Night, Mark Vandermeer and DP City with you. And now, please welcome our guest, Brian Cushing. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You were with us last year, right?
Yeah, I was. This is a return appearance, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now, how did we do last year? What was your experience like last year on Late Night?
It was great. I had a great time.
We played New Jersey or not.
Yeah. I got a pork roll.
Yeah,
from New Jersey. We thought that would, bring out your inner child.
Yeah.
We have a different furniture this year.
Yeah, this is a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
You guys have upgraded.
We've upgraded to IKEA.
We did. Now, you are wearing the Salute to Service garb, and this is a very important cause for you and the Brian Cushing Foundation. You do a lot of work in this sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, we really just started it, and it was something I was looking forward to doing for a long time now. But started the foundation. We're just giving back to a lot of Houston area. Vets and people in the area. Had a dinner the other night, raised a whole bunch of money. So, we're just getting going with it and really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you were at the Palm. I think we have some photos here where we can show Brian Cushing and, some fans and servicemen and women there. And just to be able to connect with people who fight and protect our country, that's phenomenal stuff.
Yeah, it's really important to me. It's really important to me, and it just excited me and all the people. And they're so grateful, and we're so grateful for them. So, just giving back to them as much as we possibly can. My wife and I have just been really excited about starting it, and it's been awesome so far.
You have some military ties as well, and I remember you tweeted out a picture, like an old black and white picture.
Yeah.
From the Civil War.
Sure.
So the Cushing brothers and then Alonzo Cushing.
Yep.
The Cushing brothers served in the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And do you know how you all were related?
Well, obviously on my dad's side, down the road a good amount. Great, great, great grandfather somewhere along there. But there was him and his brother as well. Only Alonzo, I think, got the Purple Heart. But I think his brother was even a little crazier than him. So it runs in the family.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. I remember my dad called me last year and really just explained the whole deal to me and told me that he was going to get the award. And, you just find something new out every day, but just really, really shocked and really honored.
That's just great. You can trace your family history back that far.
Yeah, it's incredible. He kind of looked into it and he found out and, contacted me. And sure enough, it was in USA Today a couple days later. And, it was awesome.
Can trace your family history back to New Jersey at the very least. We could do that. Bergen Catholic High School. And, the amazing thing is you're playing the New York Jets.
Yeah.
And I know you grew up rooting for the Giants, I believe, right?
No.
Oh, it was another team. Oh, I know what this is.
They
happen to reside in the northern part of this state.
Yep.
Yeah, he did.
Sorry. The Texans weren't around yet.
It's okay. But how weird or...
It's okay, not anymore.
How special is it to be able to play the New York Jets who are in
your
backyard?
It's cool. It's always... It's kind of surreal always. You grow up and everywhere you go, every diner, every store, every hardware store has got Jets, Giants. It's so popular up there, and sports are such a big part of everyone's life. And then to actually be playing against them, mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's still crazy, but it's what you prepare and work for your whole life.
We have some video of you playing as a small Brian Cushing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Aww.
Yeah. Courtesy CBS Sports.
CBS Sports was there at your game.
Yeah.
There we go.
This is actually from a Thursday night game earlier this season. They found the footage. And look at that, breaking the tackle.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. So you played a lot of running back when you were a kid. I guess you played every position, right?
I did, yeah, I did.
How old are you right there?
That's fourth grade.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Now, you played a lot of running back into high school, right? And
yeah.
Then linebacker as well. And when did you make the decision, I'm going to be a linebacker?
It was really about, freshman year in college. I kind of even went into college not knowing what exactly I'd play.
Wow.
I was about 225, so I still could have played safety, but I kind of knew I was, getting bigger and probably going to play linebacker eventually. And with my coach, Pete Carroll, in college, he kind of, told me that that's what it would be and ended up being linebacker and, kind of never looked back since. But do miss carrying the football. Obviously, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
You ever lobby for that sort of thing?
I do. I see JJ always lining up out there and kind of wondering when my turn will come. But that's right.
Charles James.
Do you have your dance all lined up for when that happens? A celebration of sorts?
I don't picture you
doing a dance. I picture something.
I just let it happen. I'm kind of just a reactive kind of guy. And usually, it always turns out well, so...
You're the dad to two small boys.
Yes.
And we saw a little bit of them in Hard Knocks. And what do you like around the boys? Do you read the bedtime stories? Because I kind of want to envision how this goes down.
Megan is a lot more I'd say hands-on with the kids. I mean, I'm obviously there a lot with them, and mm-hmm. but Caden is more of a mama's boy for sure. Kai is she won't admit it, but leans more towards me. So we're kind of split.
Does Kai know this
boys.
Yet? Or is
yes.
This,
no, he does.
No
he does. Okay. She'll admit it. She okay. doesn't want to, but she'll admit it. So it's kind of funny the dynamics of the family and how they work. But I mean, any chance I can get home, they're just really excited to see me. I'm really excited to see them, and it's just an awesome time all together. And they're definitely boys. Okay. They argue and they wrestle and they fight all day and they wrestle me and they team up and wrestle against me. So it's
double team.
It's everything I was growing up coming back at me. So yeah. I mean, it's awesome. It's so much fun, and just seeing them grow and develop every day is just it's incredible.
Well, last year we played New Jersey or Not Kids. Funny we should bring them up. They're going to factor into the game this year. That's okay. coming up next as Brian Cushing stays with us on Texas Late.